Thank you, Shannon. And now we're going to hear from Jeff McDonald of NAV Canada.
Well, Wentang, good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure to have the opportunity to address you today on Canadian initiatives. Like other ANS service providers worldwide, NAV Canada's efforts to improve its operational performance and service are also producing key environmental benefits. I believe that we all agree a more efficient system is a greener system, too. Every liter of fuel saved through more efficient routing or fewer traffic delays has a direct impact to the environment. As an ANSP, we want to provide the best possible value for every dollar our customers spend on fuel. From our experience, we know that the keys to achieving all our collective objectives, whether related to safety, efficiency, cost effectiveness, or the environment, are through technological innovation and collaboration. Collaboration with our customers, our stakeholders, other ANSP providers, and also our regulators. It is difficult to proceed with these modernizing efforts with involving these entities. In fact, in today's ANS collaboration, it is even more important to do this than ever before. That's because we need to understand each other's plans, capabilities, and priorities before we move forward with heavy investment of resources on new initiatives. NAV Canada was formed in 1996, and since day one, we have focused on meeting our mandate by delivering safe and efficient air traffic services. To date, the company has invested about $1.4 billion in new systems, equipment, and infrastructure. The benefits of deploying these systems accrue over the long term. They provide more optimum flight routes and increased airspace capacity that ultimately produce major fuel cost savings. I've spoken about innovation as a key to improving safety, efficiency, and our environmental record. So now I want to give you an idea of what has been achieved in Canadian airspace and where we intend to focus our efforts in the future. Last year, NAV Canada released its initial CIFER report. CIFER stands for Collaborative Initiatives for Emissions Reductions. We have been constantly asked for some kind of measurement of what we were doing and what the impact was on the environment. The report provides a comprehensive description of all NAV Canada initiatives since 1996, and it tallies the gains we've made in fuel efficiency and reduced greenhouse gas emissions. We have estimated that between 1996 and 2008, newly deployed technologies and procedures helped to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 4.3 million metric tons and save customers about $1 billion in fuel cost. This is done in collaboration with our customers and using data that they provide to us. By 2016, our company's 20th anniversary, we forecast additional reductions in greenhouse gas emissions of some 8.4 million metric tons, and further fuel savings of about $3 billion as new initiatives go operational. These numbers reflect our ongoing commitment to replace legacy systems and equipment, update procedures, increase airspace capacity, and apply more flexibility to air routes. These are the areas we feel are the greatest opportunity for change. In January 2009, for example, NAV Canada introduced ADS-B surveillance over Hudson Bay in Northern Canada, covering 850,000 square kilometers of airspace, and an airspace where procedural control was applied, with conflicting routes crossing in both directions, either to Europe or to Asia-Pacific. In this airspace, we estimate that between 2009 and 2016, our customers will receive nearly $200 million in fuel savings, along with 547,000 metric tons in emissions reductions. And these benefits will increase as we expand ADS-B into Oceania airspace this year, extending surveillance coverage over the northeast part of Canada and the southern tip of Greenland. And we're furthering looking at other ADS-B initiatives in northern Canada and also in off the coast of Newfoundland that will further extend the ADS-B coverage. But that's just one project. In just one traffic-heavy section of our airspace, but we're also seeing significant efficiency gains on our en route operations through other initiatives, such as the Northern Radar Program, including additional surveillance coverage that we're now arranging with the military through the Northern Warning System, and this will increase airspace capacity by reducing that amount of procedural airspace in Northern Canada. We also implemented the Northern Organized Track System, something that our customers came to us and wanted, that provided more efficient routing based on weather updates in Canada's north. And of course, we have been implementing RVSM over a long time, starting with the North Atlantic, then Northern Canada, and now throughout southern Canada, and the indicates the, you know, the benefits that the RVSM has in operations within Canada. And we continue to increase in support and been very proactive in the support of the polar routes, which have provided significant efficiency benefits for our customers operating between North America and the Far East. Other key areas for innovation, of course, is in ATM and the technologies to support improved ATM. Our Canadian Automated Air Traffic System and Gander Automated Air Traffic System, both world-leading flight data processing technologies, are producing efficiency gains through increased functionality and the automation of many routine controller tasks. And GATS and SATS provides a consistent application of ATM through the North Atlantic. NAV Canada is also focused on finding new ways to improve efficiencies in terminal airspace. This includes deploying new techniques such as our scheduling and sequencing system, or SAS as we call it. It's an arrival manager that generates arrival schedules that optimize traffic flows. Since 1996, NAV Canada has also been a strong proponent of area navigation, introducing RNAV procedures where it made sense to do so. In a large country where ground-based navigation aids are limited and installation is costly, our focus has been on RNAV using GNSS and space-based augmentation systems to improve airport accessibility and en-route efficiency. And we've worked hand-in-hand with the FAA to expand wide area augmentation system coverage throughout North America. In that regard, we have been a strong contributor to ICAO's development of the performance-based navigation concepts. We've also been working closely with one of our major customers to improve a number of required navigation performance procedures, including short-turn instrument procedures, or radius-to-fix procedures. In collaboration with WestJet, NAV Canada has implemented about 100 of these approaches at 20 airports with an estimated $82 million in fuel savings and reduced emissions about 231,000 metric tons. So looking forward, NAV Canada is focused on building on these past achievements and continued collaboration with our industry partners in the following four areas. Performance-based navigation is still felt to be a key generator of efficiencies in both en route and terminal operations by our customers and ourselves. En route surveillance and communications. We know we can make operations in remote and oceanic airspace even more efficient by increasing our use of emerging technologies such as ADS-B and wide area multilateration, and by instituting data link and satellite communications. As well, through collaboration with customers and other ANSPs and ICAO, we are working towards reduced longitudinal and lateral separation that will see significant benefits. In that regard, we have significant collaborative efforts with both sides of the Atlantic to make technological changes to air traffic systems so that these reductions are possible. For airport operations across the country, our focus is on saving fuel by reducing delays, implementing international best practices, integrated systems and decision support tools, time-based metering, remote airport control, and new surveillance capabilities such as MLAT and cameras, surveillance cameras, will combine with existing systems to improve safety, service, and efficiency. And finally, with airspace utilization, NAV Canada has implemented several recent airspace redesigns that have produced significant customer benefits. In Vancouver Terminal Airspace, for example, the significant changes there are forecast to produce total benefits of $139 million in fuel costs and 399,000 metric tons in reduced emissions between now and 2016. And we're using PBN as our main tool in those designs. We're also looking at improvements to what is known as the Windsor to Quebec City corridor that includes the Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal international airports. So in summary, it is our collaborative view that these areas present the best opportunities to improve our performance as an ANS provider. Success here will also result in significant additional fuel savings and reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. NAV Canada is ready to meet this challenge and committed to close collaboration with our customers, stakeholders, and other ANSPs to build a better and more efficient ANS. By achieving that, we also improve our environmental record, making meaningful reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and lessening the impact of aviation on forces of climate change. It's a greener future, and it's attainable if we all work together. Thank you very much.